It's Friday, and you know that that means it is time for another edition of the Mix Zoo, brought to you by our friends at Lucky Dog Motors. Renee is here from the Owen Sound Animal Shelter, and they are really, really busy right now. They've had a lot of animals coming in, specifically a lot of dogs.
Yeah, call me if you're looking for a dog. All shapes, all sizes. We seem to be busting at the seams.
Now, one of the dogs that they do have is here in the studio, and this would be one of the younger ones that they have. Sweet little baby girl is being called Piper.
Yes.
However, if I were going to adopt her, would call her Cecilia and Cece for short.
I love Cece. It's because you've got a Piper in the family.
It's true. I have a niece totally named understand. Piper, so I don't think I'd get away with having a dog named Piper,
It makes it complicated. So if you have a person in your home named Piper, don't call the dog Piper. Or make it part of the joke, right? Like, make it part of the story.
Yeah, Pipers. Which one's the favorite Piper?
Exactly. Could have so much fun with that. This little lady is only about 4.5 months old, so she's still very, very much puppy. The advantage to her being 4.5 months old is she can hold that bathroom business a little longer, so she's only going out for 2 or 3 walks a day. She's not the every 10-minute thing, which is really nice. She is still doing some of the teething, but it's getting better, so older puppy is sort of an advantage to that. You miss some of the stuff. Now, we are guessing her breed to be Shepherd, Lab, and Border Collie. Why? Because we can see all three of those things in there.
Yeah.
It could be we are entirely wrong. It could be something entirely different, but we're pretty darn good at guessing.
Yep.
So we're going with Lab, Shepherd, and Border Collie.
Yep.
She is going to be, regardless of what breed she is, a higher energy, higher maintenance required dog, because she's going to be really smart and really busy. And she's going to be mid to large.
She's all white, except for she's got the little spotties on her paws, the little black spots, little polka dots.
Yep.
And then her face, she's got like a black mask. So it looks like each of her eyes is covered with black, and her little ears. Plus she's got a little bit of white on the ears as well. She's beautiful.
She's like the bandit mask or whatever.
The Zorro mask.
Zorro. Thank you. I was like, gosh, what is that? All the names we're not thinking today. She does have her vaccines. She's been dewormed and deflated, so her starter vetting is done. Give us a call. Come up and meet her. Bring your children. Bring your other pets. Make it a big day, a big old outing. Make sure everybody is compatible.
Yeah.
And then take her home.
Yeah.
Please.
She's so fun. She's very, very sweet. She's friendly. She definitely would do great in a family that's active, that's outdoorsy. She would be great, you know, hiking and camping and all that stuff, because she is fairly high energy breeds. She is going to need a fair amount of exercise to keep her busy. Otherwise, she will get into stuff because she gets bored. And I know that from experience with my own dogs. You got to keep them busy. Otherwise, your throw pillows don't stand a chance. And if you want to know more about Piper or Cecilia or whatever you choose to name her, because she's only 4.5 months, so she really doesn't know her name yet. You can call her whatever you like. 519-372-1123 is the number for the shelter, and we certainly hope that she finds a new forever home nice and quickly. A big thank you to our friends at Lucky Dog Motors for bringing us the Mix Zoo.